Howdy ho, friends. How are you doing this day? We are live on the Added to the Church of Christ Acts 247 page. Stefan Maillet here with you, addedsouls.com. We're a bit rough around the edges, right? But we have substance behind the scriptural teaching that we extend your way. And we hope and pray you'll stick around for this session, this broadcast here this day, so that we can look into something important that we need to discuss. Concealing reality from the newborn among us. I think we need to talk about that. We need to talk about that. Because a great many times we hinder, we suffocate the precision and accuracy of the Word of God and the in-depth study that we must have in order to grow, because we feel that we are going to somehow push away the newborn child in Christ, the newborn, the one who has been immersed, plunged, dipped, submerged, a believer, a repentant believer who has confessed Christ as his Lord and Master, submitting to the will of God in being immersed in water so that the blood of Jesus Christ can wash his sins away, Acts 22:16. Being buried therein, Romans 6, 3, and 4, this newborn child, John 3, 3, born again, is now in the kingdom, in the body, in the church, the congregation, the assembly, the called out ones, the way. They need to learn a great many things. So does all of us together, right? Are we doing a great disservice in concealing the reality of the problems that are found within the local congregation from them? Well, I think this takes a bit of discernment, seasoning, wisdom, rightly divided, balanced, case by case. We need to discuss these things. Hi, Sheila. Hi, Donna. It's good to see you with us this day. By all means, all of you tuning in, like, share, comment, watch party, we want to knock the digital doors with this information here, because it's important information. We are discussing if it is righteously just to openly, publicly, within the assembly, from the pulpit, whether it be the evangelist, the preacher, the elders, the deacons, the men, whatever, to be made aware to the congregation the problems that are found within the church. Many congregations never grow because they conceal the reality of the problems that can be found within the church, thinking that if these newborn Christians hear these problems, they will run away. It will push them off. It will keep them from wanting to stay. But is that the case? Is that a scriptural truth? Is that the way we should go about it? Is that the way we should think? And it does most certainly fall in line with what is produced from the pulpit and the substance behind it, if any. Or is it the charismatic persona, the personhood of charismatic emotionalism and motivation that is void of scriptural depth and truth? Why? Well, we don't want to push people away. We don't want to offend anyone. Is that the mentality we should have as Christians? Is that being bold? Is that being courageous? Is that the love the Bible teaches us to have towards those who are lost, those who need to be renewed, and those who need to be encouraged? Well, the scriptures, as always, is counterculture. It's counterpopular. It's not what is commonly viewed in this religious playground, sandbox that the Western world has created under the umbrella of misguidedly Christendom. So we want to know what we need to do and how it operates and how it works. Well, we go to the scriptures. Okay, first instance of scriptural truth I open up for you. Let me see here. Let's go here. Let's do this. Paul, an apostle, a man directly operated on by the Holy Spirit, guided into all truth in remembrance. He's teaching, he's guiding, he's instructing, he's rebuking, he's exhorting, he's rightly dividing the scriptures. He wants his fellow brothers and sisters in a public way in Corinth. Old Corinth has got a lot of problems, don't they? And he is making a public announcement regarding something he has been told, which has credibility because he believes the source, right? And he says, "For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you." Contentions means divisions, something that is sinful, something that is hostile towards the unity that Jesus prayed for to his Father in heaven, that all his people should be united in like mind, together in the same body. Well, Paul is greatly aggravated. He has righteous anger. He is concerned. He needs to tell them, "It's been told to me." Now, this is being made public. Now, do you not know that there were newborn Christians in that assembly? Christians who had just come out of the water in Christ, his kingdom, his local congregation, and they're being told that there are some among them, brothers and sisters, that are causing division? It's kind of like, I want to go to the gym. Okay. It's good that you want to go to the gym and that you want to work out your cardio, your muscles. You want to be healthy. Be advised. There are many unhealthy people in the gym. Some go there strictly to socialize, pretend to be drinking those protein drinks, yet they never get on anything. They never do any exercise. They never push weights. They are not there to help their body become healthy. But be made aware, those people are there. And so the person is aware. But he wants to go to the gym because he's dedicated. He's convinced that he needs to become healthy. And he knows that he must observe and administer upon his body the proper exercises and weights and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah, imagine this scenario or this illustration. Yeah, you should go to the gym. Everyone there is just perfect and peachy, and there's no problems there whatsoever. Everyone's healthy, and you shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't see any hypocrisy there or any kind of ill will or anything bad at all. It's all peaches and creams and rainbows and gummy bears and unicorns and fuzzies and, you know, gummy. And then the person goes there and realizes quickly that, whoa, there's a big problem here. I've been told a lie. I'm discouraged. I'm leaving the gym. Here I thought I was going to go to the gym and everyone there was going to be happy and healthy and working out for the greater good of their body. And I got to find out that there's all kinds of people there who are only there to hang out and gossip and cause problems. And they're hypocrites. They leave there pretending they've done some kind of a workout. They haven't done anything at all. They drank one protein drink. Okay. So you follow the illustration, right? All right. Paul is telling the church in a very public way that he's aware that there are some in there who are causing divisions. Okay, that's being made public. The newborn children of Christ in that congregation are hearing that very thing. Now, there's all kinds of examples like this. Let's go to another one, shall we? Let's find ourselves with this one. See, what we just mentioned there was division. Division has been publicly declared to the newborn child in the congregation by the penmanship of inspiration through Paul, okay? Now, same congregation, same penmanship, inspired, we find something quite depraved and immoral here. What we find here is fornication that is being publicly known. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, Well, it's not that the Gentiles don't do that. It's just the Gentiles. That's what they do. They're heathens. They're pagans. But yet here in the Lord's church, what they wouldn't even speak in certain areas publicly or what is done in the church, that one should have his father's wife. So you have a young man who is fornicating with his mother-in-law or with his father's wife. I mean, what is taking place here? Wouldn't that push away a newborn child in Christ, someone who's just come out of the water? He's going there Sunday to worship with the local congregation. He is now a member of the kingdom, the church. He is a citizen therein. He is washed of sins, and he is now in a worship service with his fellow brothers and sisters. And from the pulpit, this is said, some among you, or this one among you, are causing division, and some among you, and this one here is having his father's wife, he's fornicating, he's sexually depraved. Newborn child in Christ might say, well, that's my exit sign. I'm out of here. See, today we would say, never, never, ever say anything like that to them. It might just scare them off, offend them, and push them away. No, there's a purpose in why they need to know there are problems in the church. Not talking about the problems don't fix the problem, and it don't teach the newborn children in Christ how to discern the problem and deal with the problem. It's like these kids in these academic institutions with their quote-unquote safe spaces. Oh, let's go into our safe spaces so that we'll just never be offended. And then they break out of that and realize the real world, the reality, and they get hurt all the time, and they get bruised, and they don't know how to cope with anything. They don't know how to deal with life. Let's just jump off of a building. See, you can't deal with people that way. They're not learning spiritually anything. In the church, newborn, or 40, 50 years in the church, problems need to be discussed, they need to be aired out, and they need to be discerned properly, and they need to be worked out in a repentive way. So Paul here is mentioning this very issue in the church in front of everyone. All right. Let's find something else here. We did division. We did fornication. That's sinful practice. Now let's look at this one. Paul again, but here speaking to Timothy as to some information and education to be made known public. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. So we see how the public assembly, the local congregation, both newborn and those who have been there for decades, are made known of the issues and the problems within the local congregation regarding division, sinful practices like fornication, and here, brothers and sisters who fall away, who have shipwrecked their faith, and who have now become enemies, to be delivered unto Satan so that they might repent. Well, that's going to push people away. Let's not tell that to the newborn children in Christ, because they don't need... No, you stop teaching them a false narrative that the church is a land of magical gummy bears. Everyone's happy, and there's rainbows that lead to, pots of gold. Is there peace and comfort and joy and fulfillment and blessings and forgiveness and grace and unity and family, purpose, benevolence in the church? Of course there is. And that is what we cling to. That is what we strive for. We persevere through the bad so that we can achieve each day these moments of blessings in the church. There is no better place to be than a citizen of the kingdom of God. Yet we are giving a great disservice to those who have been born again, fresh out of the water, an idea that there is no problems in the church. And that somehow they're just not ready to hear that because they might run away. Some might run away, and that's not on you telling the truth. That's on them. Why, Paul? Why on earth should we publicly make known to the newborn child the problems that are in the church? Well, they need to learn just like us. like everyone here. They need to learn something. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Friends, the newborn child, as the member who has been active or at least there for decades, needs to learn how to discern right from wrong, to recognize that the church does not tolerate division, false religious views, spiritual threats, sinful practices such as fornication, and the delinquency of falling from grace and becoming enemies of the cross. We do not tolerate that. And the newborn child, as with the member who's been there for decades, must learn these things. If we conceal the reality of the problems in the local church from the newborn, when he comes face to face with that very moment that one of his brothers or sisters in Christ has backstabbed him or gossiped behind his back or slandered him or done these very things that you see or had sinful practices, hypocrisy, all these, they're going to explode in offense and leave the church because they were not trained to deal and heal with these moments. It is cowardice to try and hide these things from the local congregation because we might just scare people off or we might just scare the members. That is cowardice. Tell the truth. Speak the truth with boldness. Tell them of the love and mercy that is in the church. Tell them of how good God's grace is. Tell them of all the wonderful things, but be seasoned and well-balanced. They need to know the problems also so that when they arise, they will know that they can persevere through that moment. In my limited experience, a decade as a faithful Christian, it has been my experience as one who evangelizes from morning to night, every day, week, month, and year, thanks to the good grace of our Lord and Master who has given me this responsibility, this office, that it is my own fellow brethren, brothers and sisters, who have become my persecutors, who hate me, who become bitter against me, who gossip behind my back, who slander me, who try to run me out of town, try to destroy the ministry, call us all kinds of names. Now, if I had not read the scriptures and I had been told that within the local church, everything is peachy and gummy bears and I can evangelize and we're all united and everyone's going to agree, and a great shock, a great piercing, it might have ended my faith. But I kept reading the scriptures and seeing, well, that's exactly what took place here. What happened to the prophets? Who stoned the prophets? Who beheaded the Baptist? Who crucified the Christ? Who made a martyr the apostles and the disciples therein? Their own kind? Friends, the newborn child in Christ needs to know the reality of the situation. They are in Christ, and they are freed from sin, and all spiritual blessings are now to be found within the citizenship they have attained. The qualifications were met, the conditions were obeyed, and what a wonderful thing. Blessed are we to be Christians in the body of Jesus Christ. But what a great disservice if we try to teach each other false motivational speeches that cause us to believe there are no problems in the church. What do you think, my friends? Makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. Okay, we're going to hide this. We're going to put each other right here and a go. AddedSouls.com, Stefan Maillet is my name. And of course, you see something going down there. That's Patreon.com/AddedSouls. If you want this kind of content to continue and to grow in its technology and reach, by all means, please consider partaking with me in these gospel efforts. You can give $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, $1 million a month. I'm joking. But all of that goes towards the technology necessary for paying for the platforms and to allow what is freely given, the gospel, on these in these venues. I am thankful that God allows me the health and ability to do this. I am thankful for all of you who are currently supporting and praying and helping this digital ministry. The information that we share has substance. It has depth. We try to tackle every topic and also run through scriptures with the proper, rightly divided commentary. And we try our best to be servants to you and the people out there. Friends, the 3 points remain the same since I created addedsouls.com. Reach the faithless, renew the fallen, and reinforce the faithful. I love you guys. Stay positive. Stay focused. We shall meet here again next time, Lord willing. God bless.